This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're already here, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Jack. Ike, how you feeling, Jack?
Brother Spike?
Yep.
I'm doing not too good today. Just two losses right between the eyes.
Yep.
First of all, Fritz goes down.
Yep.
Then the Phillies go down. I need something to pick me up, man. Hopefully this show can do it for me. Jackie Baseball, how you doing in there today, brother? Holler at your boy.
I'm all right.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you don't care.
I care.
You don't. You don't.
He was better than I thought.
So Jack loses today, and we're going to tell you all about it. If you were there, if you saw it on YouTube, but thousands of people seem to be watching it on YouTube. I think it was the most popular YouTube thing we ever did. So 215-592-9494. Jack loses 6-1 to Joe DeCamera. I think fair to say the performance from DeCamera today, and just being honest, similar to the performance of Jack in baseball. It was that much of a domination, I thought.
I don't think it was as dominating, but
Jack
sure.
is losing 2-1 to Joe DeCamera in the athlete challenge. Like let me put the context of this here. Is we are through three events. And Jack is down 2-1 to Joe DeCamera. That is the reality right now. We can all talk ourselves into, oh, Jack will win the running, and then Jack will win the basketball. But here is my message to you, Jack, and I hope you have learned this lesson. Mm-hmm. You better start practicing basketball. Like, you better start practicing
basketball.
Better start
getting basketball. Some shots up. Yeah. Don't wait till the week before.
Yeah.
I was looking at hoops the other day for our driveway.
Yeah. Not in the driveway. Dude, you got to get in the... You're laughing. You got to get in the gym, man. Because today was the ultimate example of half-ass Jack. Like, that's what it was. That's what it was. So we asked him 100 times leading up to tennis, how many times have you played tennis? Yeah. How many times have you played tennis? He played tennis twice with his friend Goose, who, by the way, does not play tennis. Meanwhile, Joe DeCamera's...
He was 2012 Chessmont Player of the Year, okay?
13 years ago. And that's not even true.
He was. No, okay. He was. He was. Right. Not in tennis.
Oh, well, right.
In another sport.
In baseball.
See, you're laughing about it. I want to be mad.
What is there to be like? Listen. Can I just address everyone?
Address them.
Thank you. He was pretty good at tennis. Like, way better than I thought.
He was going to be pretty good at tennis.
I didn't think he was going to be good at tennis.
His coach called up and said he's pretty good at tennis.
And listen.
He was working with a coach every day while you were playing twice with Goose.
Dude, he's got nothing to do. I got it. He was better than I thought. And credit to him. Like, I thought he was great. Don't think it was a disaster.
It wasn't. You lost 6-1 and you started throwing temper tantrums at the
end. I threw one tennis racket. It was when it was over.
He's being jokey about it.
We're jokey guys.
No. We gotta get
crushed.
Well, no, let me explain half-ass Jack here. So half-ass Jack Ike practices two times.
Yeah.
Both with Goose, whoever the hell Goose is. Might even not
2012 Chestnut player.
Like this is Top Gun or something. Your friend Goose.
Yeah.
I don't think the Goose exists.
Yeah, does he really exist?
Yeah. Then the other thing is the match is at 11:30 today at FDR Park. So I get there at about 10:50, right?
Mm-hmm.
10:50. And I see you walking up right around 10:58, I think it was.
Yep.
11 o'clock, no Jack. 11:05, no Jack. 11:10, no Jack. 11:15, no Jack. Jack waddles up at 11:18, smiling, not a care in the world, while the camera had been there for 35, 40 minutes warming up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I honestly think that was the deciding factor today for it at least to be a more competitive match, right? I think if Fritz gets there around 10:30, 10:45 at the latest, and he's there to get at least a 30-minute warm-up in,
yes,
it works out some of the kinks. He gets a better feel for what it's like to hit the ball back over the net. Al Morgani was going to be there to help him out with the practice. Instead, it takes him three, I hope I'm saying this correctly, football guy talking tennis, it takes him three sets.
Games.
Three games.
They played one set.
Yeah, it takes him three games to get going.
Well, yeah, he didn't score
the first three. The first three, did he score a point?
He did not score a point in the first one. He scored 1 point in the second game and 2 points in the third game.
So he was starting to get by the third game. He was starting to get there.
And by the way, it was the third game where Jack started the temper tantrum. Jack started where he started getting frustrated and yelling because he knew it was over.
I don't think anything wrong with that. It's tennis. It's a competitive game. I'm a competitive guy.
You're not a competitive guy.
I'm a very competitive guy.
You're not.
I'm very competitive in the match.
Yeah.
The extra work's always the issue.
By the way, here's the other half-ass Jack we got today. We all get around for the rules, and we have our line judges. We'll get to them in a second. God bless them. But I don't know where we found those guys. Again, God bless them, but I think they lied about being tennis guys. That is just my first thing. And we couldn't even get Jack into the circle to talk about the rules.
I got the rules.
What, you see? And Joe's like, I want Jack in here. And I was like, I can't get him. I will be the rules person.
I got the rules. The rules weren't the issue today. The rules were not the issue today.
It didn't seem like the rules were the issue today.
Yeah. So, obviously, wish I got there earlier. Mm-hmm. What can you do?
So you agree with if you had a better warm-up, you would at least have made a...
I almost cursed. He actually
came in with me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sitting in the car eating first, right? Because you saw me.
Oh, just like Namdi.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I had time to burn. I'm thinking you're already over there practicing. Nope. He walks past the car. I'm like, is that Fritz right there?
Lakin says to me.
Look at the watch, it's 11:15. I'm like, did you just show up?
11:07-ish.
You walked up at 11:18, I believe.
It was a longer walk from Fairmount. From the park.
From the park.
You weren't in Fairmount. You were at FDR.
Could have been in Fairmount.
No, it wasn't. Fairmount's a different park.
I know.
Take a deep breath. I misspoke. It was a longer walk than I thought.
Don't you tell me to take a deep breath. Here's what's going to happen.
He was good.
You have to practice basketball.
I know.
Because I will concede, no matter how long the run is, because we haven't determined how long the run is, whether it's 100 yards or 50 yards, or I think it should be a lap. I think it should be one lap around a track, which is a quarter mile. That's what I believe it should be.
Yeah.
I don't think Jack can lose that unless he gets hurt.
Right.
But basketball, you can lose.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
That's
basketball, you can lose.
That's on the table. Because, again, I also want this to be exposed. I want to deep dive into the situation. Because I do believe he is aura farming this injury and trying to create something that is not real.
I think the injury's fake.
Like, he was moving fine today.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't rely on the fact that he's injured.
Yes.
Yes. Like that was another thing we learned today.
Yeah, you got to treat him as if he's healthy.
See, here's what...
You got to treat him as if he's healthy. Forget about him being injured.
Jack keeps laughing, and it makes me madder every time.
Good.
I am...
I'm like Donovan.
Well, here's what I learned today. Yes. Jack's air guitar in him.
Yes.
No, smiling.
Here's what I learned today. And before we get into, because I did record every point that happened today and what happened during the point. I did keep a file.
Of course.
What I learned, because I'm looking, so Jack loses 6-1, but I believe it was in the fifth game that you could look over at the camera and he was gassed.
Yeah.
Like he was taking time in between points. You could see it slipping away. And all I, when it was 5-1, I looked at Elliot and I looked at James as well. And I said, if Jack had practiced a little more and this match had been 4-2 rather than 5-1,
he'd had a chance to come back.
You would have won. You would, because he had nothing left. He was cooked. He was cooked. And by the way, you made a mistake chickening out last Wednesday because that guy would have turned to goo after two games in 100-degree weather.
I know.
If you just practice.
And if I got in there earlier.
You got to. I will. If you need to practice basketball and you need somebody to stand on the hoop and get rebounds for you, I will do that. We need you to practice basketball.
Yeah.
You can't go in cold.
I will not go on cold to basketball.
You promise?
Pinky promise.
Okay. Go down to the park, man.
Dude, listen, where we're moving, there's a park right around the corner.
Okay.
I'll be there. I'll be all right. Be showing walkouts, though.
Get a couple shots up a day. Go out there 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Get some shots
get
up.
Get your cardio up.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to bully him, you're going to need your cardio up.
Yeah. I'm not a post player, but I got you. There's a lot of, but.
Well, if you're not a post player, what advantage do you have over him?
Well, I could.
Quickness is certainly not it.
Yeah, you're not as quick. You say you're like a cat.
Like
you're,
a cat.
Well, some cats are twice the weight they should be. Now, I'm not calling you fat. That's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, you would never.
I'm just saying that cats are not all quick. Right. Some of them are real slow.
Some of them are fat.
Yeah.
They are slow cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't say which cat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to speak for you two. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel embarrassed today.
You should feel embarrassed.
I didn't feel embarrassed.
Like, I was surprised how good he is. I'm disappointed in myself, of course. I wanted to be better. I should have been better. I got a little, like, when I just wanted to focus on getting the freaking ball in because I kept hitting it long.
Yeah.
That's when it took a lot of the aggression out of being able to, try to bury some of the points.
Yes.
He made a lot of good shots, man. Like, He made a lot of good shots. There was good rallies.
It was no. There were a few.
There were a few.
I counted four.
It's not bad.
I counted four. I counted four good rallies.
Not bad.
Four. I also counted 25 total unforced errors today.
And I would say at least 20 were by me.
He had a bunch.
Easily by you.
He had a bunch in the middle. So Joe wins the first. So Jack wins the toss. He defers and lets Joe serve. Now, I didn't think that was a bad decision because I didn't think serving was going to be Jack's, like, I think serving could have been a tough thing for Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack loses the first game. I don't know how to say it because I don't know what the score is. Jack scored. I tried to get this from Justin, and I played tennis. Once it's 40-love and you win, you don't have another point. So Jack scores 1 point in the first game. Jack scores 2 points in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
Jack scores 3 points in the third game, and that's when Jack started melting down.
Mm. There was no meltdown.
Jack, yes. Jack wins.
Did you see golf? That was a meltdown.
Jack wins game four. And that is when we had the Joe meltdown.
Yeah.
Now, the Joe meltdown, we don't have a recording of it, unfortunately. Ah. Well, we have video. We don't have audio.
Okay.
Joe freaks out at the judges. So we had three judges, one at the net, two guys at the baseline / mm-hmm. Serve line or whatever. And we told them to be loud if something was out. And they were not being loud.
No.
And Joe temper tantrum, and he cursed.
He did.
He walked over to the microphone, took it from Al Morgani, and curses out the line guys that they need to be louder.
Yeah.
Like, curses at them and throws a tantrum. Also throws a couple tantrums later when they blew a couple calls.
Yeah.
And then when an audience member said out.
Well, actually, audience member that said that?
Yeah, it came from behind. It came from behind Jack.
Okay, and Joe said it was in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, a lot going on. A lot going on.
So then, and here is the.
I'm over there fighting with the camera degenerates over there.
The camera degenerates is a nice name. So here is, and Ike, I know you said you're not embarrassed by today,
okay.
But I think maybe this might make you embarrassed. Is that I have a source that told me after Joe went up 4-0 or 4-1, Jack sat down during the 1 minute breaks and said, "I just want to go home."
Now, in my defense,
he was down 4-1.
In my defense, there was no need for that to go on the air.
Did it happen?
Golly.
I was defeated. But at the same time, I said the same thing on this, before the seventh hole.
And that one didn't go well either.
Well, it did. Until 155 yards out with an 8-iron went awry.
And then game six, we get a total Jack meltdown, screamed at every unforced error. And then finally, I got to give the camera credit on this one. Match point, he cooks you with an ace and a strong
ace. Wow, that was impressive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
After I broke the first one that should have counted for a point for me.
Because you were impressed. You sent it back.
Yeah, no one talks about that.
That was
I made sure that was on camera.
That was out of defense.
It was out, though.
Oh, yes. I got it in. Oh, his serve was out.
Yeah.
I would dispute that and turn it around because it should have been in.
So 215-592-9494.
You still got the point, though.
It's so embarrassing.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
6-1 to Jody Cameron.
Dude, people are going to say that all day. He's better than the average person at tennis, I believe. I didn't know that everyone there knew every rule of tennis and told me to go to the net, and they all could have played at Wimbledon. We had so many just absolute heroes on the tennis court today.
Well, I can tell you one person wasn't a hero.
Yeah,
I'm
aware. Yeah. It was a bad day. It was a bad day. It's okay, though, I think.
Unbelievable. You better practice basketball. That's all I'm saying. If you lose this thing to him, this is okay. Last thing, and then we'll go to the phones. 215-592-9494. If you lose this thing, the overall thing to DeCamera, it will be who you are for the rest of your career here.
Wow.
Is the guy that lost to DeCamera. And we won't be able to.
Have a point.
We could have a thousand standing ovations. We could have the 1,000 High Hopes podcast. It will not matter. We could put your name first in the show.
Guess what? Won't be a problem. You want to know why?
Why?
Bottom of the Schuylkill.
He's jumping in.
All right.
Cement boots.
215-592-9494. Oh, no. So we're starting it off with Coach Harris, DeCamera's coach. Coach Harris here on WIP.
Well, it was great meeting all of you today.
Yeah.
What's up, Coach?
So I got some things. Jack, I got to tell you, you're not bad at tennis. You just didn't try. Your preparation was the reason that the match was 6-1. I saw you playing early. I saw your shots. And if you would have taken this a lot more seriously, at the minimum, you would have pushed them.
That is
the story of my life.
Yeah, that's going on Jack's like his gravestone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's the same thing as baseball coach said in college.
Yep.
If he had just tried a little bit
harder. Yeah.
Golf coach.
Well, how about this, Coach Harris? Even simple things. He's returning the serve. He is standing 2 feet in front of the baseline to return a serve. Like he didn't. If somebody had just got with him for.
Yeah, like a coach.
A couple of times. If he had just practiced a little
bit.
And not
goose.
Yes.
Hey, Jack, Spike is 100% correct. You have some ability. It's very, very clear. Your spacing was good. you may not have known it, but you hit some good quality shots. You have some feel. A couple of lessons with a mediocre coach, and you may have even won this thing. Now, what I will say is that, and I believe, guys, that I do have some credibility here because I did tell you all that Joe could play and that I think
you
I
did.
Described it pretty well.
You did.
But guys, I'm going to tell you, if based off what I saw of Joe's game, that was a C for him. He was playing significantly better in practice.
Well, but
and he even admitted,
there's no pressure in practice.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Coach, is that what I could see is that Joe, by the fifth game,
yeah, endurance
was physically cooked.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Jack could have won. If Jack, what I said earlier is if it was 4-2 rather than 5-1, I'm not sure if Joe can finish it off. Like
Frank, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
But we knew that. We knew that going into it. We knew that if Jack could move him around, if Jack could stay in points, that Jack would have had an advantage. I thought Joe was going to get up early. I did think there was a chance there that Joe could have gotten tired. He did, but he did use the clock really well. You have 30 seconds between points. You know he's going to play by the rules. The rules are going to be advantageous to him. He's been doing that throughout the entire contest. But, Jack, I just got to tell you, man, you know, I think that you should be disappointed in yourself with regards to your training because you really could have been in this and you never really gave yourself a shot. I'm not saying you didn't try because it was very clear you were trying. People that are trying don't get frustrated. That aren't trying don't get frustrated. But you could have invested some time. And I just, you know, I got to tell you, man, I'm scared for you. I'm scared because Joe is clearly wanting to win this thing, and it's just and you're so nice, by the way, you're a great guy, but I don't know how much you care.
Well, that's also been a factor here. Appreciate it, Coach.
I didn't expect Coach to call up and drop the hammer.
Well, he's trying to, because you know the camera's
pun intended.
You know the camera's probably working with Matt Maloney or some previous
no doubt about it. He's on the basketball court tomorrow.
Well, actually, he's like, doesn't he know Jameer Nelson well? They have the same agent. Like, I'm sure he's practicing with Jameer Nelson.
Nice.
Meanwhile, you're calling Goose.
Yeah, maybe I'll call Pat Carroll.
Yes.
Seem like we're close friends.
Yes. Well, thank you. You obviously did a great job, Coach Harris. So,
thank you.
And I'm sorry, like, I did shake your hand before the match. I didn't want to because I look at the opponent as the enemy, but you are a good guy. I'm glad I eventually shook your hand.
There you go.
No, it's fine. Like, all is good in competition. You heard me screaming my behind off the whole time. So, you know, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
But it was a really great time. It was great to see all the people. It was great to see some recognition for the sport. I thought there was some, you know, just overall, I do want to say that, you know, it's hard to knock volunteer umpires, right?
Yes.
But we would never on this show.
But I will say, because, you know, I do have a good amount of integrity. I did not think there was a bad call made by any of the refs. They were just not very loud. But I think one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to acknowledge Joe for the active sportsmanship on the ball that was in that the umpire called out.
That's a trick, Coach. It's a trick.
Gas manipulation.
Yeah,
man.
I'm sorry.
We're not falling for that.
There is no. Let me tell you this, Coach, and this is truth. And I love Joe, you know, like Joe, I consider Joe a friend, all those things, I think Joe's a good guy. If the match was 3-3, no way Joe is doing that. Joe did it. Joe's entire sportsmanship thing is a ruse.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing. I saw him during golf, taking 7 practice swings, asking the guy what he's laying, like delaying, like he was a little, that was so he would be credited with being a good sportsman.
Well, how about when he said give Jack a round of applause for that?
Oh yeah,
appreciate that. Yes. That was the meaning.
Coach, how was the sportsmanship when Joe DiCamera got on the mic and berated the volunteer line judges?
No, no excuses.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right,
Coach Harris.
Yeah.
There he is.
It was great talking to you guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, Coach.
Scathing review.
Coach Harris goes on the Mount Rushmore of coaches that have said Jack doesn't try hard enough.
Seriously, I mean, my goodness, Fritz.
On and Mount Rushmore week.
Hey, listen, you were kind of like a coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you told him he didn't try hard enough, too.
Yes. Well, yeah, everybody.
At some point.
Yep. 215-592.
Hopefully Walker and Sutton don't feel the same way.
Yes. Well, I think. Well,
you
I
try hard at being a dad. Yeah,
well,
you're good at that.
Fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll see when it gets tough, when they start being able to talk back.
It is tough.
It is a good point. Know. Yeah, when they actually do start talking back.
Yep. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I'm disappointed, Jack. We watching this on YouTube. Come, man, listen. This dude, the camera up on you 2-1.
Yep.
It's like game seven. Like, all he got to do is get one more and it's over.
Yeah.
Right? You need to care more. Because listen, your last couple athletic outings has been questionable. I defend you on Twitter. Cats be coming at you. They call you my guy, Gil and Jack. Hey, that's my boy. But look, the caring, you need to start doing more. Like, you're showing up. 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before.
It was 15, like, at least.
It was 12.
like, what are we doing? And even in the golf, like, I know that's past, but it's like that. Like, you high school guy, all American, whatever. Out, like, you melt down in that.
Yeah.
You took baseball serious, right?
Oh, well, that was there's no one. Way he was. Yeah, there's no way he was
right,
losing
right,
that
right.
one.
So it's like all I'm saying is you probably gonna beat him in a race. Like, I mean. But you never know. This dude might be out here running tracks every day. You know, Joe, like, he really want to beat you. And like Spike said, if you lose, it's all that standing ovation. They're going to forget about that. Anytime you want to criticize that quarterback, you know what they're going to say. This guy can't even beat Joe. This is the guy trying to
tell him. That's a good point.
Those people should have watched him play tennis.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if you don't want to do, because I know how you get mad when people start taking the shots and bringing up stuff. I know how that gets to you, right? So you better take it serious. You better win these next two. Not no, you better win both of them.
Yep.
Because you let him beat hit tennis like Spike said too. You should have did last week in that heat. He was Joe the camera.
Would have cooked him.
Yep.
He
would have been a puddle of Joe.
He said you look like Joe falling apart, right? All right, but on the way out real quick, I ain't going to go long today, but I got to let y'all know some funny thing that happened today. Let me tell you about Unc, right?
Is this your top five?
What?
No, sorry. It's always Jack's top five. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me tell you about something funny happening. We in the middle of watching the tennis thing, right? It's the simulcast with Hugh and Joe. In the middle of we watching it, all of a sudden we just hear, hey, your mama like me, your girlfriend like me.
What?
I'm like, what's going on?
Hugh did that?
Oh, that's Hugh?
This dude responded to the YouTube comment.
Ooh, boy.
On the air. Why are we watching the match? I'm like, Hugh was like, yeah, I kind of got a little carried away right there.
Yeah, God. Dude, you can't do that. You can't do that.
What?
Hugh's responded to YouTube comments on the air.
I lost it, man. But that's all I got.
Your
for
mama
y'all.
Like me. I didn't hear about that one.
All right, Corey. Thank you, man. Yeah. And by the way, this is not to take anything away from DeCamera's tennis skill, but Jack's acting like he was Pete Sampras.
He's close.
he was fine.
Yeah.
His own coach said
he was beatable.
Yeah. His own coach just said if you would practiced a little with a mediocre coach, you could have beat him.
He was beatable.
Was he calling himself a mediocre coach?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was the move. Man, unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. If you'd like to talk about tennis, if you missed it, the video is on YouTube. I'm sure will we get like a cut up video or something of it? We'll probably get a highlight video, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It's usually how we do things around here.
Yep. So coming up next, we'll continue to talk about tennis. Al Morgani, who was there sort of doing the public play-by-play.
He's the play-by-play. PA announcer.
He will join us. And the reason we also have Al, it is still Mount Rushmore week, and we will debut or reveal the Flyers Mount Rushmore next. So that is happening next.
I can't wait.
Yep. You've been excited about it all week. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.